This is Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. And now your host, Chris Guardino.
That's right. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I am back like a certain mustached maniac, here to review WrestleMania 39 and I guess Monday Night Raw. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole show, you know, and give a deep dive analysis on every single thing. I'm going to stick to the big stuff because boy, oh boy, was there some big stuff. WWE has been sold, not to UFC, to their parent company, Endeavor. I'm not qualified too much to talk about this, you know. Vince McMahon made a fuck ton of money. I'm sure Triple H and everyone made a fuck ton of money. What this means down the road, who knows, man. Obviously, Vince is still in charge for right now, which, yay. 10 years from now, who knows? You know, kind of sucks, you know. It's always been its own independent thing. Now it's owned by somebody. You can kind of see how that goes. I mean, look at Star Wars. It's so good now that it was bought. But, yeah, so it's been bought by Endeavor for like $9 billion, which, hey, kudos. Kudos to you guys. You know, we knew this was coming for a while. So, whatever, man. I don't know. But I'll be honest, I'm sad. I'm sad right now. And I was so happy. I truly was. The moment, the come down, the emotional come down from the moment Cody Rhodes hit that second crossroads on Roman Reigns in the main event at WrestleMania to the ending of Monday Night Raw is just incredible. Just a complete crash and burn. The highest of high hopes, happiness. Wow, this is it. This is amazing. This is so much fun to Brock Lesnar. So, yeah, so let's just start there. The main event at WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. I was literally probably 15 seconds away from calling this the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time. Maybe it is. Maybe it was. It's definitely not now. Sorry, it's not. But I was ready, you know. And I'm glad I waited a couple days to do this because, dude, I was emotional. I was hot. I was angry. I was an angry man. So, traditional interference, you know, the Usos come out, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn chase him off. It's electric. This is it. This is everything you dreamed of, man. But then in the end, Solo Sikoa, I fucking hate that fat piece of shit, you know, which I guess in kayfabe is his job, but I hate this motherfucker. Somebody needs to beat the shit out of him. But once again, here we go. Interference. Roman Reigns wins. Boo. Really not happy about it. I was ready for Cody Rhodes. I convinced myself that it's now a time for optimism. And let me say, dude, I love Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is incredible. I think he's deserved everything he's gotten. But I think we were there. I think we finished the story. I think we found a guy who was worthy of taking those belts off Roman Reigns, who had the talent, the charisma, the real-life story. I just, you can't do any more than Cody Rhodes did coming into this main event at WrestleMania. You can't do any more. Like, it was perfect. Perfect. Down to the last minute detail. Perfect. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, they got their revenge in an incredible, maybe the best tag team match of all time in WWE. It was amazing. So I was ready. And then there it is. Once again, Roman Reigns wins. And not just wins due to interference. And it is getting boring. It wasn't. This is now the third time we've missed a chance for an all-time amazing moment. Drew at Clash of the Castle, Sami Zayn in Montreal, and now Cody here. And I was okay with the first two because I felt we were building to something even better. But now we're still going. And again, I don't hate Roman Reigns. I love Roman Reigns, but just I thought it was time. I thought it was time to move forward, to crown a new star. Now, I kind of said, like, if Cody loses, you kill him. He's dead. He's not dead. It took so much interference to beat him. But, you know, it was just such a letdown. And there's going to be two sides to this for me. There's going to be the optimist, and there's going to be the pessimist. So let's go at the optimist. This is a long-term story. They say, no, it's too easy for Cody to just come in, win the Rumble, win the world title in really less than a year. I disagree, but okay. We want to stretch this out another full year. We want to build back up to Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, the rematch of all rematches. Maybe there's no bloodline this time, something to make it different. And there he wins in Philadelphia. There we finish the story, the even longer journey. Beautiful. Mwah. The pessimist in me thinks this is fucking over. Cody Rhodes is never getting that title. If he's lucky, they make another secondary garbage intergalactic Endeavor world title that he wins in a shitty tournament. And, oh, he did it. He won the title even though he couldn't beat the real champion. Maybe he gets something like that. Or Roman Reigns, like, it's done. Like, they never thought he was that guy, and they just thought this was a great story for this WrestleMania and another victim at the feet of Roman Reigns, who, again, he's not winning clean, so the wins are starting to feel less special to me. And again, I know it's kayfabe. It's fake. It's not real. But it's getting to the point of, like, this dude hasn't won a match clean in a long time. Like, he couldn't beat Sami Zayn clean, again, in kayfabe. So it's not like he's really, like, just crushing people. And at this point, I think babyfaces are starting to look stupid. Hire people, dude. Bring someone there. Like, you know what's going to happen. You know the boys are going to show up and get involved in your match. So hire some people. You know, you got friends. I'll do it, dude. You think I won't knock out Paul Heyman? Hire me, Cody. I'm ready. So I really, 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 really disagree with it. I was really let down. I think, because now Roman Reigns is probably just going to disappear for a little bit, you know, either the next Saudi show, he might show up, and maybe they still have long-term plans with The Rock, you know, maybe this was involved with a deal, I doubt that. I don't think, you know, Endeavor's like, listen, we're going to buy your company, but Roman Reigns has to still be champion. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. Maybe at some point someone gets involved in creative. I don't think they care about that. They're looking at numbers, man. They're just looking at numbers. And I know Roman Reigns is tied into those numbers big time. But, you know, I and all the wrestlers say it, and, you know, that's their opinion, and I got to respect that. But I do kind of want to pull back a little bit on, like, Roman Reigns is head and shoulders above everyone else. As a star, yeah, for sure. And he is, I mean, he really is incredible. But I don't want to say he's more talented than everyone, and everyone's kind of like, eh, you know, I'm like, he has equals, man, as far as talent's concerned. So, I don't know, this idea that, like, no one can touch him, I don't think is true. I think Cody did it. And I know the babyface wins, and then, you know, the victory's never as good as the chase. We've seen it a million times. The money is in the chase. But this is, you know, we're going on 3 years now. And I know you're building something special with Roman. I thought this was it, man. I thought this was the moment. This was the moment to build a new champion. The bloodline's now on its back. What do they do? We have fresh story. And now we're just back to where we've always been. Like, whether it was Brock, now it's Roman. We have this champion that we don't see much, who can't be beaten. Everyone else is kind of just, you know, fighting, and then they lose and gets kind of stale. Now, that's just the match itself and the decision. Now, the real issue, again, we're not backstage, but Vince is back. Vince is back in creative. And I don't want to talk too much shit, because I don't know what goes on backstage for real. All we do is get his reports and blah, blah, blah. All I can do is tell you what my two eyeballs tell me. And when we knew Vince McMahon was in charge for the last however so many years, you know, 50 years towards the end here, WWE fucking sucked creatively. It was terrible. 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 They have such a wealth of talent that it was still watchable. And they'd still had good moments, big moments, but the day-to-day booking of WWE was absolutely horrendous, boring, constant heat. It was terrible. Triple H took over, and the difference was felt immediately. I mean, It just was. Everyone was happier. Everyone felt like a weight was lifted off their shoulders. The audience, the wrestlers, you could feel it. You could feel it through the TV. It was utopia. Okay, show wasn't perfect, absolutely not, but it was amazing. And now he's back, and we're already starting to feel the Raw was terrible. Everyone universally agrees Raw was horrific. We're starting to see Vince's mustache prints all over everything. Particularly the main event of Monday Night Raw, right? We're going to get this cool tag match. Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Brock's first tag match in almost 20 years. Bang. Not only do we not get it, which is classic Vince McMahon, advertise a match and do not deliver. We got 10 minutes of just brutal heat. Brock Lesnar just brutalizing Cody Rhodes. That is classic Vince McMahon. And I know they're saying that the main event of WrestleMania was decided weeks ago. You got to believe Vince was all over that. In a vacuum, what happened at WrestleMania isn't the end of the world. I strongly disagree. I didn't like it. I think it was the wrong decision. Nothing will ever convince me. Even if they just go to next year, Cody wins, and it's amazing. Nothing will convince me that it wasn't the right decision to have him win. It was perfect, dude. We were ready. The audience was ready. Everyone was ready. Whatever. Optimists say, but to me, that's not the issue. The issue is Vince is back in charge, and we can just expect more of the same sloppy, incoherent booking, bad promos, bad finishes, pushing people no one really wants to see, just, you know, back to where we were for years. Raw had gotten to the point of, like, I can't really watch anymore. It had gotten so bad. And if we're going to go back to that, I don't know, man. And listen, I know Triple H is getting paid. That's his family. But there ain't no way, dude. There ain't no way he's happy about this, at least creatively. He can't be. These people know what's going on, man. They know. Apparently Bailey was like cut from Raw for no reason. It's just, I don't know. It's scary. Because, like, dude, we were so close. We were right there. Cody was about to win. We were about to usher in a new age. But nope. My jaw hit the floor when Roman won. And it was shocking. It's never that shocking when Roman wins because it's Roman. I mean, but this is Vince's dream. He can just push his favorite guy forever because he's a heel. I don't know. The Roman simps are starting to bother me a little bit. And I love Roman. I'm one of them. I've been, you know, didn't like him in the beginning, but I came around on him because the dude's ultra talented. But the Roman simps are bothering me just a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't know, man. It's tough. This is tough. And I like Cowboy Brock. I don't want to lose Cowboy Brock. Swig of water for the working man. I was ready to call this one of the best WrestleManias ever. I was ready to call it the best main event in WrestleMania history. Didn't quite get there. Match itself was spectacular. I know WWE, specifically Vince, but Triple H might have a little bit of this too, of prove yourself. I'm not going to give it to you on the first go, even though that's not true at all. They've done that many times. But I also think Cody's done that. He was in WWE for however so many years, and then he went out in the world, and this dude is proven. You can't get more proven than Cody is. So, I don't know. At this point, I am ready for worst case scenario. Roman Reigns loses the title to a Logan Paul cash-in or something. And that's another thing, man. This title reign cannot end on a cash-in. I swear to God. If this 1,000-day title reign ends on a shitty money-in-the-bank cheap cash-in, then the person's probably going to lose it right back to Roman. I'll piss on you. Dude, get rid of the money-in-the-bank. If Roman's going to be champion, get rid of it. It serves no purpose at this point, you know? I don't know. I do not know. I don't know. But yeah, Raw was bad. But WrestleMania, so much of WrestleMania was fantastic. This is going to be a short episode. I'm just going to go through it quick. Let's see, night one. This is off the top of my head, baby. Cena Theory. Fine. Little sad for me, honestly. I mean, obviously Theory was going to win. Cena looks older than he should, I feel like. And I thought the match was too quick. You could have gave me a Cena comeback. Come on now. That's some baloney. But that was fine. Whatever. What are you going to do? You know, Cena came out with the kids. That's always beautiful. Austin Theory's got a lot of growing to do for me. And he's, dude, clearly every tool. He's good on the mic. He's great in the ring. But there's a connection missing. But he's learning. What is he, 25? So give him, dude, give him 10 years. Who knows? Look how long it took Roman. So yeah, showcase match. Awesome. I thought it was awesome. It was so much fun. I love everyone in that match. You know, I wish they could all win world titles, but you know, whatever. Charlotte Rhea was fantastic. That was the only match where I said this one person absolutely has to win, and if they don't, it's a complete and utter failure. That was Rhea versus Charlotte. Right person won 100%. So good. Thank you. A fantastic match. And now Charlotte might go do bodybuilding or something. Cool. Good for her. Woo. Let's see. What else was on that night? Obviously, the tag team match was just, it was incredible. It was perfect. It was perfect. Perfect. Down to the last minute detail. It was perfect. There's nothing else to say about it. It was magnificent. I loved it. It honestly, it brought tears to my eyes. I love the way Sammy and Kevin won. It felt so real. It wasn't this huge explosion of emotion. It was subtle. It was like, yo, we did it. It was almost shock. You know, it was so real. And technically, Kevin Owens just main evented back to back WrestleManias, even though he didn't. But he main evented back to back night ones. That's still an accomplishment. So, God, what else was on night one? Damn, I forgot. Oh, Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins. I thought that match was great. You know, I don't know who Logan Paul's prime partner is. I hate YouTube. I hate Gen Z. You're all annoying. You're all fucking cringe, and I can't stand you. But I'm an old man, so whatever. I get it. Good match, man. Logan Paul's got, he's clearly got the talent. He really does. So he's probably going to beat Roman Reigns at some point. You know, there we go. What else? Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Let's see. Oh, God. Honest day, I see clearly everything has come too loud. Better days than a broken dream. Oh, the MILF match. Fine. It was fun. What more can you ask than these sweet mama MILFs? And I thought Damage Control should have won, but clearly we went super babyface for most of Mania, and like Rhea's not really a heel, she's a babyface, probably because of the ending of Mania was gonna rip your dick off. Like Gunther's not really a heel, he's pretty much a babyface, everyone loves him. So that was fine, loved it. Dom versus Rey was maybe my favorite thing ever. They did exactly what I said they should do with Dom. A completely over-the-top, ridiculous, criminal fucking intro. This jerk-off in the back of a police wagon. I loved it. He is so good. He is coming into his own so much in this character. I love Dom. I love his mullet. He's one of my favorite things in wrestling right now. I still don't get the hate. You know, I think that's just people, you know, being jealous that he's, you know, gets to do this. But there was a moment because Ray's wife and daughter were there at ringside, and like, you know, they hate Dom in storyline right now. But there was just a moment of Dom and Ray facing off where they cut to the mother, and she just had this smile on her face that she couldn't contain, because that's her fucking husband and her little boy having a one-on-one match at WrestleMania, and it's one of the biggest matches, and Bad Bunny's there, and I loved it. I thought that match was basically perfect. Ray whipping him with the belt was incredible. I'm not mad Ray won at all. That was a match where, like, Dom deserved to lose. He did not need to beat Ray at all. Loss doesn't affect him at all. The only thing I would have loved is if the mama took off the shoe. You know, she hit him with the chancleta, whatever it's called. That would have been the only topper I would have took. But that was amazing. That was one of my favorite things. Pat McAfee versus The Miz. Fun, cool, whatever. Nice to see Pat back. Okay, so night two, Brock versus Omos. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's your uncle's favorite match of the night. Omos is ridiculously big. What are you going to do? Brock deserves better. Brock deserves better. You still think that now, guys? Are you still happy now that he's pummeling your top baby face and he's probably going to beat him fucking clean at Backlash or whatever? God! No, Cody better win that goddamn match. Dude. Gunther, Sheamus, Drew. I was a little worried this match wasn't going to live up to the hype. From a bell-to-bell standpoint, this was by far the most anticipated match of the weekend. Everyone could not wait to see this, and these fucking lads delivered and then some. This match was fantastic. Brutal. Do you think they were like, I would love to interview them, but was there pressure of like, I think we're going to kill each other. I think we're really going to beat the shit out each other. Like, like these Euro lads, dude, they just laid this shit in and they're all so good. Man, like, legit, you're talking about three of the best big men in-ring performers ever. Ever. Like, all three of them legit have a case for top five. Maybe higher than that. So this match was, dude, it was amazing. The right guy won. I loved every second of it. I was laughing half the match, as was Michael Cole, because you just could not believe how ridiculous the brutality was. That's how much fun it was. Amazing. A plus, 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 plus. Christmas Story shit. I don't give a fuck. 16 out of 16 boots. Woo! All right, let's... Okay, so before I do these last couple matches here...
Are you ready for the I Watch Way Too Much Wrestling stat of the day?
I did no research into this, so this is coming off the top of my head. It could be wrong, but I'm gonna take a bold go for it. Bianca Belair is the first person in WWE history to win a world championship match at three consecutive WrestleManias. Yes, the woman's title is considered a world championship match. Title, whatever. So obviously she beat Sasha at 37, Becky at 38, and now Asuka at 39. And it was a good match. It was fun. I was surprised at how many people thought Asuka was going to win. Like, guys, Bianca's basically John Cena. Like, she's not losing. I love Asuka, though. I was rooting for her big time. But you can't get mad at Bianca. What more can you ask for in a baby face? That smile, she's delightful. She is delightful. I think they're building towards... They clearly teased Rhea Bianca. Like, dude, that's your Rock Austin for the women's division, you know, coming up. I'm not saying they're that level, but big time, dude. Big time. I didn't even talk about... Oh, no, I did. I talked about Rhea Charlotte. Yeah, I did. Bro, I'm high. Bro, I'm so fucking high right now, dude. Dude, I'm so fucking smoked right now, dude. Speaking of which, here's another drop of proof that Vince McMahon's back in charge. So Snoop Dogg's like, you're going to have a match, Miz, and out comes Shane fucking McMahon. Got a pop, you know? When he disappears, he'll always get a pop coming back. Love Shane, dude, love him. But the guy's in his 50s, blew out his fucking quad. That sucked. I felt bad. You know, you don't want to see somebody get hurt. The same time, like, guys, what are we doing? You know, at back-to-back WrestleManias, Vince and Shane have had matches. So, you know, there you go with that one. But then Snoop Dogg, with the MVP audible improv of the night, just figured it out. I mean, that might have been the planned ending, and he just jumped to it. Who knows? But still, kudos. Kudos to Snoop for thinking on his toes. Or who knows? Maybe Miz was feeding him lines. But whatever. It worked out. Feel bad for Shane. That sucks. We're good on the Shane now. We're good on the Shane. No more Shane surprises. That's enough. Okay? Rest up. You know, I love you, Shane, but yeah, come on. Come on now. And this is the last match that I have to talk about. Edge versus the Demon. Real bummer in the middle there. Really threw cold water on it. This is the Hell in the Cell. A vampire man, Edge, who drinks blood and is in the Brood. And is evil, and the Demon the evil demon who can't be killed, and they had to stop the match for like a good 5 minutes to stitch up his boo-boo. That sucked. It did. And I know there's nothing you can do about it. It's protocol. It's WrestleMania. The whole world's watching. They don't want blood all over the place. And he was bleeding bad. You know, don't get me wrong. But it did suck. I'd like to know how Edge felt about that as an old-timer and a pro of like, dude, this is WrestleMania. This is Hell in the Cell. And we're both evil. I'm a fucking vampire, dude. Let him bleed. I'll lick it. So that threw some real cold water in the middle of the match. I was a little surprised Edge won, but you can't be that surprised. Again, Finn probably should have won, especially since it was the demon, which means nothing now at this point. But I think a lot of these babyface decisions may have gone over because the main event was going to be such a fucking epic letdown, such a kick in the dick. Back to that Bianca stat. She was the first. Roman Reigns was the second, just a couple hours later. He's now the second person to ever do that. The only person to ever do it in the main event. I mean, 0% chance he doesn't main event WrestleMania next year. You know, breaking the record for advertised main events. I mean, dude, this guy's not going anywhere. I don't think he's losing the title before WrestleMania. There's just no way. You know, always you could be wrong, but I don't see him losing this title at SummerSlam. WrestleMania this year was so big. They doubled their revenue. Like, the numbers were just insane. And the anticipation for a Roman Reigns match is part of that. It is. He is a megastar. So they want to milk that for another year. I understand. I don't know, man. I was ready. You know, who does he go to again? You know, and it's not going to be Bron Breakker, guys. Like, Bron Breakker is years away from anything like that. It's not going to be Austin Theory. You know, maybe it's a rematch with Cody. Maybe it is The Rock. To me, dude, I don't know. At this point, like, this was the year for Rock Roman. For Roman to beat Rock, and then maybe next year would have been the year he lost the title to Cody. And maybe that's the plan. Maybe that was the plan. The plan was for The Rock to lose to Roman, and then we get to 40, and that's where Cody wins. And they just didn't want to disrupt that. And they said, hey, this will be part of the story. Cody's got a loss. Not a straight loss, too. Like, they cheated. And now the next entire year is going to be Cody's redemption and getting his next shot against Roman Reigns. That could be it. That could be it, dude. Maybe they laid out a 2-year plan with Rock and Cody. Or maybe not, you know? That's me being very optimistic. So we'll see. But overall, awesome WrestleMania. Really, you know, a couple bummers in the middle there. Oh, and the ladies' showcase match was, you know, it is what it is. It was fine. Almost shocking that Ronda Rousey was in that match, honestly. Wild. Like, that's Ronda Rousey, bro. She's in basically like a pre-show match. That's crazy, bro. But, yeah, people always go overboard, you know. Like, oh, I'm going to cancel my Peacock subscription now. Like, guys, stop with that one, all right? It sucked. Cody losing sucked. And Raw sucked. You know, getting baited and switched with the main event sucked. Half of the show sucked. But, you know, there's things to be happy about. But anyway, that was WrestleMania. I had a good time. It was fun, but I'm still bummed out. So I'm going to do some cocaine. You guys want some? Yeah. So this has been Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. Check out Why Wrestling, SRG Universe, me, you know, whatever, dude. I don't know. At ChrisG573. Adrenaline in my soul. WWE just has been sold. Blah, 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 blah. Whoa, my father's son. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I bit my jet booze. I could've, I went back in.